Today we'd like to see the title of a certain slave girl in the book of Acts chapter 16 verses 1 to 24. To a none of the people through MP3 or YouTube channel on theirs, we'd like to suggest the three questions. Number one, in verse 3, Paul wanted to have him go on with him, and he took him and circumcised him because of the Jews who were in that region, for they all knew that his father was a Greek. Why did Paul circumcise Timothy? And what can we learn from here? Question 2, in verse 10. Now after he had seen the vision, immediately we sought to go to Macedonia, concluding that the Lord had called us to preach the gospel to them. How did Paul acknowledge the vision as the Lord's conclusion over God's will? And what can we learn from here in the context? In verse 18, and this she did for many days, but Paul greatly annoyed turned and said to the Spirit, I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out that very hour. Why was Paul greatly annoyed? And what can we learn from here? In the last time in Acts chapter 15:39-41, then the contention became so sharp that they parted from one another. And so Barnabas took Mark and sailed to Cyprus, but Paul chose Silas and departed, being commended by the brethren to the grace of God. And he went through Syria and Cilicia, strengthening the churches. In the issue of whether or not Mark John was taken in the second mission trip, the contention between Paul and Barnabas was so great that Barnabas took Mark, he went to Cyprus. And Paul then took Silas to this Paul's second mission trip. The second mission trip went to northwest bounds in Turkey area from Antioch. First one, then he came to Derbe and Lystra. After the separation between Paul and Barnabas, Paul went to Derbe and Lystra. See the above map today in Turkey area. And behold, a certain disciple was there, named Timothy, the son of a certain Jewish woman who believed, but his father was a Greek. Timothy's mother was a Jewish believer, but his father was the Greek, which was not sure of a believer. So Timothy joined Paul and Silas on this Paul's second mission trip. Note his mother Eunice and grandmother Lois raised up Timothy, who had kept the genuine faith in Christ. Never underestimate raising up children in Christ. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 5. When I call to remembrance that genuine faith that is in you, which dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded is in you also. Verse 2, he was well spoken of by the brethren who were Lystra and Iconium. Timothy had the good report from the area Lystra and Iconium, where he grew. For example, Bishop's qualification of the good testimony, 1 Timothy is verse 3 and 7. Moreover, he must have a good testimony among those who are outside, lest they fall into reproach and the snare of the devil. Verse 3. Paul wanted to have him go on with him, and he took him and circumcised him because of the Jews who were in that region, for they all knew that his father was a Greek. Paul wanted to preach to Jews in the area for salvation, who believed to require circumcision, to bring them to Christ, or to win them. Paul allowed Timothy to get through the ritual of circumcision, although his father was the Greek, and in the previous Jerusalem Council, the circumcision was not required for salvation. Book of Acts chapter 15:1-11. And certain man, Judaist Christian, came down from Judea and told the brethren, unless you are circumcised according to the custom of Moses, you cannot be saved. 11. But we believe that through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved in the same manner as they. So by faith through Jesus' grace. That's a flexibility. Blessed are the flexible people, because they shall not be broken. 1 Corinthians chapter 19:24. Through I am free from all men. I have made myself a servant to all, and I might win the more. So more people come to Christ or come to become saved by the Lord. To the Jews, I become a Jew that I might win. Jews to those who are under the law, as under the law, that I might win those who are under the law. 1 Corinthians 8:13. Therefore, if food makes my brother stumble, so weak conscience Christian, I will never again eat meat, lest I make my brother stumble. So, I am not be stumbler. Verse 4. And as they went through the cities, they delivered to them the decrees to keep, which were determined by the apostles and the elders at Jerusalem. The decree, or the Jerusalem council, delivered, see the above, Acts chapter 15:11 and verse 3, the salvation by belief through the grace of the Lord. That is gospel. Verse 5. So the churches were strengthened in the faith. Are an increase in number daily. What a beauty. By whom? By the Lord. Acts chapter 2:14. Praising God, having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved. Verse 6, now when they had gone through Phrygia, you missed number 3, and the region of Galatia, they were forbidden by the Holy Spirit to preach the word in Asia. See, above met the Holy Spirit led them to preach in Minor Asia, today Turkey. We don't know how the Holy Spirit forbade here. A vision? Dream, persecution, way blockage, danger, Paul's sickness, or and so on. So we don't know, or something else. We don't know. Verse 7, if they had come to Mysia, they tried to go into Bithynia, But the spirit did not permit them. The spirit continued to lead them not to go in Asia area, in minor Asia area. So passing in by Mysia, they came down to Troas. They came close to Macedonia, to the Greece in Europe by the spirit. The spirit was the leader and they were the followers. The spirit led a mission. So it is recommendable that Christian life is the spirit led life. Revelation chapter 3, 7. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, "This is the thing said he who is holy, who is true. He who has the key of David, he who opens and no one shuts, shuts and no one opens." Verse 9, in Ephesians, appeared to Paul in the night, a man of Macedonia stood and pleaded with him, saying, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." The vision was shown to Paul, by whom? God the Spirit, man or devil. See verse 10. Now after he had been the vision, immediately we sought to go to Macedonia, concluding that the Lord had called us to preach the gospel to them. Paul saw the vision and concluded the vision coming from the Lord or the Spirit with the other ones. Is the vision his will or his calling? It may be discerned by, is it in the Bible? Number 2, is it for his glory? Number 3, what are given things to me? And then they sought to go to Macedonia in Europe. Luke, the author of this book of Acts, joined the company, Paul, Silas, and Timothy. Now, Luke chapter 1:3. It seemed good to me also, having had a perfect understanding of all things from the very first, to write to you an orderly account, most excellent Theophilus. Book of Acts chapter 1:1. The former account I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach. So, Luke joined there. So, four companions. Verse 11, therefore, sailing from Troas, we ran a straight course to Samothrace. And the next day came to Neapolis. They sailed from Troas in Asia through Mediterranean Sea to Samothrace in Macedonia, and they went to Neapolis. And from there to Philippi, which is the foremost city of that part of Macedonia, a colony. And we were staying in that city for some days. They arrived at Philippi, the key city of Macedonia area, and stayed for several days. 13, on the Sabbath day, we went out to the city, to the riverside, where prayer was customarily made. The Jews, or most Judaized customarily, sought a prayer place at the riverside, sheltered enclosure, or a synagogue. They went there to pray. And we sat down and spoke to the women who met there. They preached the gospel to the women. Now a certain woman named Lydia heard us. She was a seller of purple from the city of Thyatira, who worshipped God. The Lord opened her heart to hear the things spoken by Paul. Lydia was a seller of purple cloths and Judaist who worshipped God, and she listened to the gospel of Paul, becoming a Christian by the Lord. Verse 15, and when she had a household were baptized, not only her, but her household became Christians, having water baptism, the public ritual to identify themselves with the one body of Christ in the world. She begged us, if you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come to my house and stay. So she persuaded us. Lydia persuaded Paul's mission team to judge her as a faithful believer and to stay at her house to found a home church. She was established a home church. She was a devotional woman. Verse 16. Now it happened as we went to prayer that a certain slave girl possessed with a spirit of divination met us, who brought to her masters much profit by fortune telling. They went to prayer at Lydia's house and met a demon possessed girl, whose masters earned much profit by her fortune telling. Verse 17, this girl followed Paul and us and cried out, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God, who proclaim to us the way of salvation. That's a true statement, but her crying out is literally a demon's saying through her, because she was just an instrument of the evil spirit or demon. Verse 18, and this she did for many days. But Paul, greatly annoyed, turned and said to the spirit, I command you, in the name of Jesus Christ, to come out of her. And he came out that very hour. Paul was greatly bothered because light cannot work with darkness. Christ cannot accord with Belial. A believer cannot have a part with an unbeliever, or the Satan is against the flesh, even if her statement was true. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, 14, 15, do you not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers? For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? What communion has light with darkness? And what accord has Christ with rebellion? Or what part has a believer with an unbeliever? Galatians chapter 5, 17. For the flesh lusts against the spirit, and spirit against the flesh, and they are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that wish. So God does not want us to compromise between good and evil. For example, ecumenism, compromise with unholy churches, no way. Churches of Galatia, Galatians chapter 3, are you so foolish, having begun the spirit? Are you now being perfect by the flesh? Third example, Church of Ephesus, Revelation chapter 2, 14, 15. But I have a few things against it, because you have there those who hold the doctrine, Balaam, no. 2:4. Nevertheless, I have this against you, that you have left your first love, loss of your first love. Church of Pergamos, different doctrine. A few things against you, because you have there those who hold the doctrine, Bala, bribery, the doctrine, who taught Bala to put a stumble block before the children of Israel, to eat and sacrifice to idols, to commit sexual immorality, no way. There's you also have those who hold the doctrines, Nicolaitism, also, very similarity, the Balaam doctrine, who thinks I hate. Then church over Tetra, Revelation 2:20. Nevertheless, I have a few things against it, because you allowed the woman, Jezebel, who called herself a prophetess, to teach and seduce my servants to commit sexual immorality and eating sacrifice to idols. So impurity. He came out that very hour. The demon came out of her immediately. Verse 19, but when her master saw that the hope of profit was gone, they seized the Paul's Silas and dragged them into the marketplace to the authorities. Paul and Silas, not Luke Timothy, were dragged by the disappointed masters to the authorities and to the government authorities. And they brought them to the magistrate, said, this man, being Jew, extremely troubled our cities, because the masters lost their fortune-telling business. 21. And they teach customs which are not lawful for us, being Romans, to receive or observe. Her masters, as the Romans, reported Paul's mission teams preaching the gospel for new life as the unlawful customs to receive or observe. 22. Then the multitudes rose up together against them, and the magistrate tore off their clothes and commanded them to be beaten with rods. The crowd was against Paul and Silas, and the local judges ordered them to be stricken with the rods. 23. When they had laid many stripes on them, they threw them into prison, commanding the jailer to keep them securely. For Jesus' sake, Paul and Silas suffered many stripes. Their reward would have been great in heaven. Matthew 5:12. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. The Lord allowed them to affect this jailer as well as the slave girl and Lydia. So preach any time, because we don't know how the Lord opens human hearts. 2 Timothy 4:2. Preach the word, be ready in season, out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and teaching. So 5 is preaching, convince, rebuke, exhort, teaching. 5 things. That's the word of ministry. 24. Having received such a charge, he put them in the inner prison and fastened their feet in the stocks. The magistrates unanimously, or in a majority vote, charged them the imprisonment with chained feet. We covered all three questions. Let's sing all together the bulletin, the last song, Maranatha song, page 76, number 10.